And good morning, everybody, and get ready for baseball today. It is Sunday baseball. It is game three between the Giants and the Padres. This has been some series between these two ball clubs. They are very evenly matched, and the Padres have won the first two games of this series by one run, winning yesterday 2-1 over the Giants, 2-6-0 for the Padres. They left 11 on base, 1-6-1 for the Giants. They left 7 on base. And the pitching matchup really lived up to what we thought in the pregame yesterday. For Carlos Rodon, 6 innings, 4 hits, a couple of runs, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts. He gave up the one home run, which we'll talk about, to Machado, which got the scoring going yesterday. And for Joe Musgrove, really a very, very strong performance, good command of all his stuff. 7 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. The Giants had chances, and they did have a great chance in the sixth to do some damage, but they couldn't get it done. This Kim, the shortstop for San Diego, has really, really played good baseball, and he's come up with some amazing plays. He did it on Friday night, and he did it yesterday to stop the Giants through a couple of rallies. But for the Giants now, they want to stop the sweep. San Diego has won 3 in a row. The Giants have lost 3 in a row. And the Giants have lost 5 of 7. And just some of the numbers before we get into a little bit of the game yesterday. The Padres are 16-7 on the road, and the Giants are 11-9 at home. And that's not a record that they want to have at the end of this season, 55%. You want to, you know, with these 81 games, you want to get into the 50s for wins, and that would be over 60%. So 11-9 at home for the Giants, not where they want to be. They're only 7-6 against the West. They've lost 5 of 7, and in May they are 8-10, and one-run games, and it just takes a couple of big hits to change this one. But they are 5-6 now in one-run games. So that is a look kind of at the statistics of the Giants and Padres as we get ready for baseball today. Giants have hit 43 homers. They've got 197 runs scored, still an outstanding number. Padres, 32 homers with 175 runs scored. So it's a question of getting your runs when you need it and getting the big hit when you need it, and that's what's got to happen. The Padres lead this series, of course, 2-0. They go for the sweep today. The Giants hope to stop it. And on the season series, the Padres lead it 3-2. And today is game 6, and after this, 10 of the next 13 will be in San Diego, including the last 3 of the year in October. That promises to be a very interesting series the way this thing is going. Taking a quick look at yesterday's game, Manny Machado started it off yesterday in the third inning with a home run 425 feet off of Rodon. The pitch was up. Manny Machado did not miss it. He's having an MVP-type season. As I've mentioned on the show, MVP-type season. He has really been off to a good start. Defensively made a great play as well yesterday. So he gets a scoring going in the third, and the Giants couldn't break through. And in the sixth inning, down 1-0, and Carlos Rodon is still on the hill. Gives up a double to Luke Voit. And then Austin Nola gets a base hit to right, and they hold up Luke Voit at third. Now, Matt Williams did that, and the professor and I'll talk about it this morning. With 7, 8, and 9 coming up in the order, you may want to take a shot at try to score that run before you get to Kim, Grisham, and Azokar. Well, they didn't, and Kim just hit a pop-up to right, and then the Bob Melvin influence took over. The veteran Padre manager had Trent Grisham, who hadn't done much all weekend, drop down a safety squeeze bunt, and he got it past Rodon, and tremendous play by Estrada to throw Grisham out, but the run scored, and then it was 2-0 at that point, the San Diego Padres, and they really didn't look back. The Giants had a shot in the sixth. They've got a bunch of doubles yesterday, and they just couldn't connect after the doubles. Listella doubled to start off the sixth. Flores grounds out. And then Yaz walked. So now it's first and second, one out. Musgrove is struggling a little bit. And Darren Ruff, the hero of Friday night, comes up. And Jock Peterson is on deck. Now, Peterson, who was 2-for-39, and Carrie and I had fun with this yesterday, he is owning Musgrove, a walk, a double, and he has hit him very well, something like 7-for-13 in his life, and he's on deck. Well, Ruff hits a rocket to short. Kim comes up with a great play, goes to second. They throw to first and get the double play on Ruff, and that ends the sixth inning right there. Well, the Giants broke through in the eighth finally. Flores in a home run, got a high pitch from Suarez. I don't understand it. The guy throws 98, 99, 100, and he still threw a cutter up in the zone to Flores. He didn't miss it and made the score 2-1. Well, the Giants got to the ninth inning, and Taylor Rogers was in, Tyler Rogers' brother, and he's very good. He leads the league in saves. Slater starts it off with a base hit, and I thought they should have run him. I really did. They're struggling to score runs here today on Saturday, and they didn't run Slater. Crawford lines out to right. Estrada hits a ball up the middle. Again, Kim makes a great play and gets Slater as an eyelash at second base coming in. And Gonzalez then takes a call third strike. And that ends it yesterday, 2-1. The Padres win it. And I thought if Slater was running, maybe they could have avoided that force out and pushed the issue a little bit. But it was not meant to be. So 38,916 at the park, 3 hours, 5 minutes. And it was an excellent baseball game, although it didn't go the way the Giants would like to see it end up. All right, time now for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, my office was down there, right near Perry's. The Embarcadero, Larkspur, and soon in Novato. Well, we've got a good matchup again today, a battle of left-handers. Different ages, but they are left-handers. For the Padres, Mackenzie Gore. He's 23 years old. He was the number 3 pick in the country in the first round of the draft in 2017, right after Royce Lewis of the Twins and Hunter Greene. Remember him of the Cincinnati Reds. And then it was Mackenzie Gore. He's out of high school in North Carolina. He's 23 years old now, and he's been in 6 games this year, 29 innings pitched, 26 hits, 7 runs, good numbers, just 1 homer, 9 walks, and 32 strikeouts. So the strikeouts per 9 innings, 9.9, walks 2.8. And I think for a kid his age with his experience, that is pretty good. The whip is 1.21, and that earned run average is 2.17. He's 2-1 on the year. This is his 7th game and his 6th major league start. Batting average against is .241. Now, lefties are 4-for-12. Righties are only 22-for-96 against him with the 1 home run. As a young pitcher will do, he wants to get ahead, and you can jump on him early, 5-for-14. Runners on base, 11-for-44. That's .250. Pretty good. Runners in scoring position, 4-for-19, but with 2 out, 3-for-10. Now the numbers get interesting. First time through the lineup, the Giants have never seen him before. 196, 10-for-51. Second time through the lineup, 349, 15-for-43. So the second time you see him, you can do some damage there. And the third time through, he really pulls it together, which is a good sign for a young pitcher. 1-for-14, .071. His starter OPS is .613, which is a good number compared to Alex Wood, who we're going to talk about in a second here. His OPS is .750, which is a fairly significant number. Well, it is Alex Wood today. And last year, if the Giants lost, he was 12-1 after a loss, so hopefully he's the stopper today. 31 years old. He's 66-50 lifetime, 3-2 on the year with a .393 earned run average. The whip is .140, and you're going to get what you're going to get from him when you hear his numbers. 7 games, 34 innings, 38 hits, 16 runs, 4 homers, 10 walks, 35 strikeouts. Now, that's in 7 games. Batting average against .279. He kills the lefties, 5-for-34, .147, but the righties are hitting him, 33 for 102 for 324 with three of the four home runs there. You can get him early, 7 for 14 with a homer on that first pitch, but the homers are solos. He has not given up a homer with a runner on base. Runners on base, numbers are not great, 270, and a runner in scoring position, 270. Runner in scoring position, two outs, 6 for 17, which is 353. His numbers are interesting, too. First time through, 224 with a homer. Second time through, 246 with a homer. And then you got to get him out. And that's why I say you're going to get what you get from him. Third time through, 11 for 21, 524 with two homers. He did face the Padres earlier in the year in that first series. 4 1/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, a homer, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. And that's basically what Alex Wood will give you. So we'll see if he can improve upon it today against the Padres as the Giants try to stop the sweep out there against the Padres at Oracle Park. Alfaro 1 for 3, Cronenworth 1 for 2, Grisham 0 for 3, had that big bunt yesterday, Hosmer 0 for 6, Kim 0 for 2, great in the field, not much with the bat, Machado 1 for 5, great game for him yesterday again, Myers 5 for 19, Nola 1 for 3 with a homer. And then you get Profar, who's really been a pain in the neck for the Giants this weekend, 2 for 4. And Luke Voit, who had the big double yesterday, 1 for 1. So that's our Perry's preview as the Giants try to stop the sweep today against the San Diego Padres. So it's been a good series, not the Giants' way, but every game you're on the edge of your seat, and they do not go gently into that sweet night, as they like to say. All right, more coming up. The professor will join us next, Ron Wotus. We'll talk some ball with him. We've got a good show for you today. It is Sunday Baseball. More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.